we're back to the Neil Haley Show. And, you know, every other week we talk about something that, you know, is something that I think needs to be out there. And that's called Peddling Dangerous Freedom. And the two guys, Timothy and Philip, are joining me again. Guys, thanks for stopping by. And, you know, it just, it's crazy what's happening to our country. We're getting shut down again. And it's happening as quickly as we are shocked beyond belief, Timothy and Philip. And I don't know, what are we to do if we have the same lockdowns as March?
So at this point, it's getting kind of crazy regardless of kind of which side of this thing you're on, isn't it? And I say that in as much as I mean that we are now so polarized over politics already. Now you add a crazy pandemic to the mix and, the whole world's kind of gone nuts. If we're locked down again the way we were before, I don't know that our economy ever truthfully recovers. I think I heard the president say we're something like back to 80% small businesses opened up, but they've taken some pretty heavy damages so far. Well, I mean, what do you think, Tim?
Well, I mean, we talk about it being polarized, and honestly, we go back and forth between the people who obviously think that everything should be shut down. This is a very serious matter. We don't need to spread it any further than what it is, to the opposite end of that, where everybody just thinks this is a big political ploy and a scheme to basically get away with whatever we need to do and basically shatter Trump, honestly.
I would argue you're absolutely right about that. I think I'm kind of somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
that's me as well. I feel like COVID-19 is a thing, right. Possibly not as bad as they've let on like it is, though, either.
Right. And so, I mean, the thing that's the problem is certain areas. I mean, we should have, yes, we need to open up businesses. But people taking vacations, they should take a little bit of a break. I know that's going to hurt vacation towns, but you can't go back to that kind of normalcy, that kind of partying. And that's my take. I'm in the middle on this whole thing. And now there's just a push, because this would be the greatest thing to happen for people that are anti-Trump, to shut everything down again. And I really think we're there. I think in 2 weeks we will be back to where we were in the restrictions in March in many parts of the country. And I don't know how far we're going to go. I mean, to think about telling restaurants to close like they're going to close in Pittsburgh starting tomorrow after they went and opened back up, that's just got to be so awful to them. Such an awful situation. But again, they should have seen what was happening and that expect that to happen again, that maybe takeout's the way we need to go for a while. I don't know. I don't know what you guys think. And then I want to get to some of your great guests that you had this week. But let's go with you, Philip.
So I think that if we were going to shut down it, and I'm going to take some flack for this, but I think if we were going to shut down, we should have done a complete, utter, and total shutdown, kind of the way that places like China did. They were, like, I think it was 3 weeks, and they were claiming at least to be back at 100%, and their stuff had gone pretty much into regression at that point. If we're not going to lock down, then why the game? I think it's odd because in the mix of all this, you have all these violent rioters and protesters who are absolutely in way larger groups than groups of 10. Nobody's in a mask hardly at all, and they're destroying things, and this is completely fine. But we can't, for those of us who support our country's current president, we can't have a rally and show our support for that president because it's a health safety concern. What say you, Tim?
Well, I mean, I honestly have heard personally that there are some people close by in the community we live in who have actually, I hate using the word helped because it's not like they purposely did it, but their actions of going out with the protesting that they've done, but not taking the safety precautions they need to, putting the COVID-19 on the back burner and the safety on the back burner, have actually helped the pandemic kind of spread in our area where it doesn't need to be. Unfortunately, whenever all the businesses start opening back up, we talk about small businesses. Everybody thinks, oh man, I can't wait till Walmart opens back up later than 8 o'clock so we can go. But what they're missing out are these small, like the farmers, the country markets in our area who truly need our support.
Sure.
Because they don't have a large corporation that's backing them up with the funds and everything to be able to stay afloat after all this is over.
Great points you're making. And that's something for us to look at later on in topics. I feel again that the new normal has to be the new normal for a bit. And we opened up for certain reasons and that's fine. But we have to look at hospitalizations and deaths, not cases. And I don't know why people don't look at that. And if you're a specific area that the hospitals are filling up, yes, you have to shut things down. But then to identify what works and what doesn't, it's impossible to look at that. I mean, just to say that bars and restaurants are the problem and not protesting, that's crazy. Crazy talk. All right. So let's go, Philip, with you on your two guests that you had the last couple of weeks and to update people. We'll have Philip update us on the guests 2 weeks ago, and then Timothy will talk about your guest this week.
So we'll start with the most current guest, of course. Okay, Tim's prompting me to go to 2 weeks ago first, so we'll start there. A very charming lady. But I'm going to have to say that she was definitely, a bit of an oddity for us, because she was so ironically pro President Trump. It was a bit different, a conversation than we're used to. And I say this about Miss Sandra Lee, certainly a very charming lady. But I find that she was probably the only person I've ever met more pro-Trump than myself or maybe Tim. But she certainly had plenty of reasons why she felt the way she did about certain fixes to certain problems. Obviously, she had done her homework. She had done the research. But it made for a bit of an awkward conversation because she would make a point and we would be like, yep. I mean, we really couldn't provide much more to the conversation piece than that. And then of course, Don Emilio Zeno. Oh man. When we named the show Out of This World, I had no idea what we were getting into.
That was some of the best conversation that I've had, because that was the whole cryptozoology, the aliens, the ET, the UFO, that is more my forte, because I love conspiracy
theories. Yes,
out there thinking. There's two main fears about this whole thing about whether there's other life in the universe than us, and one fear is, oh God, there is, and the other is, oh God, we're alone, there's not. And I happen to fall on the, oh God, I hope we're not alone.
So I think it's a pretty selfish thought, and I think Don would agree. It's a selfish thought that we're completely alone in this, for lack of a better term, in this multiverse we're in. We literally, Neil, could have sat and just spoken with this man all night. We physically had to pry away from the conversations. The only time we've ever had to do that, I take that back. Mike Velarde was the same way. Such a compelling character, though, was he. And, Neil, he has every piece of evidence to back it up. I don't think there would be any changing this man's mind with an encyclopedia.
Yeah, so he definitely should be considered a ufologist, and he doesn't want to be considered one, but I really kind of look at him as that, for sure. And so going back to the other guest for a second, so she just was so pro-Trump, you just couldn't disagree with her. That's pretty much it.
Well, we tried to come up with, we knew that she was going to be pro-Trump. We just didn't realize how pro-Trump. So before the show, we said, we need to make this a little interesting. So even if it's points we agree on, let's try to take and play devil's advocate. Let's try to play it from the other side of the spectrum. But once you started talking, you just couldn't.
There was literally no debate to be had. We would ask a point strictly from the purpose of playing devil's advocate, and she would shut you down with what we hold as truth.
Yeah.
And do it in such a matter of factual way, you felt almost inferior for having asked.
It kind of reminded me of me and Philip shoveling a bunch of truth into other people's faces.
She came to our show and peddled dangerous freedom.
Yes, she did.
I mean,
and exactly. And what is that dangerous freedom now with what we're looking at? So it's great we talked about those two guests, but now moving forward, you see specifically enough, you have to get enough conservatives on board to get President Trump reelected, because I don't think it's a great shot. You guys might think I'm wrong about this, but the economy's good. I still think unless they're able to just totally disavow who Vice President Biden is, I don't think there's a chance of winning. You guys disagree with me completely. Again, I'm continually watching CNN, not Fox or MSNBC. I stay right in the middle, watch CNN, and you guys are, so let's go with Timothy. Tim, do you think President Trump will be reelected?
Personally, from the events of everything that's going down, all the obstacles that's putting in the way, myself, and I know it's going to be different than Philip, I cannot guarantee that it's 100% going to be Trump at the next election. However, I do feel like if Biden gets elected, he'll forget which office he went for.
Oof. So you're saying that Vice President Biden is the equivalent of, well, Kyle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That King Kyle.
Kyle being the male version of Karen.
Absolutely. Let me speak to your manager, but he'll forget what he needed to speak to her
exactly.
for.
Exactly.
No, so I think that I would probably shock Tim in knowing that I would agree. I don't think President Trump has as clear cut a red carpet to re-election as what I initially thought. You take the stuff like what's going on now with Antifa, the stuff what's going on with the rioters, the protesters, the places like the CHOP or the CHAZ, whatever those knuckleheads renamed the city or the six blocks of the city they held. I feel that liberals were not only encouraging this behavior but enabling it. And I think they tried to force the president's hand in such a way that with this Chaz situation, what was going on was it was kind of a, pardon my French, Neil, but he was damned if he did and damned if he didn't. Because either way, he looked like the world's greatest dictator had he gone in and just shut them down completely. And he looked like the world's largest coward if he didn't. When I say that the liberals have certainly enabled this type of behavior, I think it's opened up a fringe left for what they called the fringe right that Trump ran on the first go around. I would say that, Neil, you're spot on correct. I think we have plenty of work to do yet in front of us. I think there is a long road for President Trump to go back to the White House. I think not only do we need to get conservatives on board, I'm looking forward to booking some folks with a not so similar opinion.
Really? So you'd to have somebody from the Chaz Seahawks to come on?
I would absolutely love that.
I would love that.
We're both very, very conservative in our views, but neither of us value anything more than we do our constitutional rights. And I think regardless of which side of the aisle you vote for, I think those same rights apply to you or should.
Right. I think that it's really great that you want to bring the other side on, because, again, Hannity and Combs had one of the greatest shows ever when they would have a Democratic view and a Republican view on Fox. And they've never been able to kind of duplicate that. CNN doesn't do that anymore. They go to the left. MSNBC goes to the left, and Fox goes to the right. There's never a opposing point of view on radio on anything anymore. So I love that idea. I'll have to work on that idea and say, okay, let me now look up someone from the Chaz Seahawks. Well, I guess Antonio Brown wants to play for the Chaz Seahawks. If you didn't see on Twitter, him going ahead and throwing the ball with Russell Wilson, but guess that's what I'm going to call them from now on is the Chaz Seahawks.
Chaz, right, guys? Seahawks. No, this is, yeah, this is wonderful. I don't think you're aware of it. That just went on a t-shirt somewhere in America right now. That may be the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Because the Chaz Seahawks, but again, will there be an NFL? Okay, final points. We went Corona. We covered guests. You guys are fun people to kind of throw ideas, but here's my prediction. Will Major League Baseball make it through a full season? I say no.
Yeah, I'm going to second that notion. I don't think there's any way. I think more heartbreakingly, at least for our neck of the woods here in the Southeast, I don't think even college football plays this year.
Okay. What about the NBA? Are they going to make it through in Orlando? Or when LeBron gets COVID, they're going to cancel it?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. That's a heavy one. I think COVID's going to take the W on this one. LeBron's going to take the L.
So why is it the WWE can still run? I mean, if you watched, I was watching a stream right now. None of the guys are wearing masks outside the thing. Wrestlers are still wrestling in certain towns. A good friend of mine, Burt Prentice, is still running in Tennessee. Some people
love Burt.
So, you know, it's just funny. I don't know. Funny in I don't know what funny way. But, again, the bottom line with COVID is this. If COVID is very dangerous for certain people, yes, stay the heck away. But if you want to take a chance, like as I took in 9 years in pro wrestling ring, where I could have broke my neck every time I went out there, as, again, Philip will attest to, or could die in the ring, like the rest sure. I would take a chance on COVID, to be honest with you. But if you are not in shape, you're not healthy, you don't take risks, stay the heck home. But we have
one concur. Yeah.
Stay the heck home. And if you're going to take the risk, you're going to do it. But then if you do get infected, you better stay the heck away from everybody. And that's the risk you've taken. If you get tested and you test positive, you don't go have a party like these kids had. If you didn't hear that one,
did you hear about it? I saw that. Did you guys see the thing on Facebook today where I believe it was, of all places, the University of Alabama are having COVID parties with a cash prize for whoever gets COVID-19 first. Like Tide Pods.
I was always taught growing up that if you're not going to be smart, then you're going to be tough. And apparently these kids think if you're not going to be smart, you're at least going
to have money. I want someone to run a report today. Hospitalizations in each city across the country and deaths. Let's just run that. Forget the cases.
Sure.
Do we have enough that really should cause the craziness that – but that's the bottom line. If you're over hospitalized, then you need to be a hotbed and you need to shut everything down in that area. That'll put people out and saying, okay, we can't take these chances because we don't want to be shut down. It's kind of like carrots versus sticks. And you're going to have to give carrots and sticks in this thing to win this. Where, okay, guys, if you end up in your hospitalizations, go to a certain level, we're going to shut you down. Then businesses will not take those chances. Colleges won't take those chances. Schools won't take those chances. So that's my take, carrots versus sticks, but it only should be based on hospitalizations and deaths. Thoughts, guys?
I can see that. I think that would actually be really good because it would put more of a decisive number, a decisive plan out there rather than there be the polarized situation that we're talking about on some people that think it's very serious and some people that don't. It'll add some decisiveness to it and give us a game plan on how to go about, you know, running our new norm.
Now, you guys, now the Chaz Seahawks, we're going to have a representative for the Chaz, the Chaz Seahawks. And, you know, they're the best beyond belief, the Chaz Seahawks. And I appreciate you guys coming by today. Thanks again. And
absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today, guys.
Neil, as always, it is our pleasure. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to have us. I'm not sure if you're aware, you just made somebody very rich on the internet with a t-shirt, and you just made mine and Tim's not.
And because I don't the know Chaz if he realizes, Seahawks.
But, so why don't you guys get the Chaz Seahawks shirts, get them made, and then put Antonio Brown's name on it because he will make them like the Chaz Seahawks. So go ahead. There we go. And I appreciate it, guys. And look forward 2 weeks to talk again. All right.
Thanks, Neil. Take care.
You're welcome. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.